everyone. Welcome to another Aquila Group of Funds podcast. I am your host, Matthew DiMaggio. Today, we are joined by Royden Durham, Portfolio Manager of Aquila Churchill Tax-Free Fund of Kentucky. Roy will be discussing the current municipal environment, both broadly and on the state level. Thanks for sitting with us today, Roy.
Hi, Matt. Glad to do this.
So I want to jump in with what has become the headline topic for fixed income really in the last year, which is interest rates and inflation. Give us your thoughts on the Fed's current position.
Well, the Federal Reserve raised the short-term federal funds rate on November the 2nd by 75 basis points to the range of 3.75% to 4%. With the CPI coming in on November the 10th, slightly before below estimates, pundits that just 2 days ago thought the Fed might have to hike to 6 to 6.5% are backing up their estimates. We're looking for a hike of 50 basis points, maybe 75 basis points at the December 14 meeting. The November PPI number, which is on the 15th, guesstimate is 8.4%, will help determine the Fed hike amount along with major announcements of layoffs, seemingly primarily in the technology industries.
Good coverage, Roy. Thank you. So it'd be great to shift to the Kentucky market. What can you say about the condition of credits within the state?
Well, municipals have performed reasonably well in a very volatile market. Municipals are different. In adverse conditions, municipals have a very low default rate, primarily due to each individual issue being tied to a specific revenue stream. So as a result, muni defaults are historically only a fraction of a percentage versus corporates, which default more often. Typically, muni defaults also take place in one sector, and that would be nursing homes. A nursing home defaulted in Pike County back in the late 70s, early 1980s. A judge found against the bondholders, and to this day, Pike County schools trade 10 to 15 basis points cheaper than any other school district in the state. Moving on to the state of Kentucky right now, Kentucky general receipts rose 15.2% in October, or up 6.5% year-to-date. Most revenue is from individual income tax and sales and use taxes. John Hicks, the budget director, stated, higher than budget tax receipts reveal a recurring trend, increased economic activity in Kentucky. Also, road revenues have grown 6.8% in October, or up 1.4% year-to-date. Netting out legal settlements that the state received in fiscal 2022, the first 4 months of fiscal year 2023 revenue is actually up 12.1%. Were it not for the legislative bill to do away with the state income tax over an extended period, I believe Kentucky would be on an upgrade list due to strong economic forces, which have fortified the overall general tax revenues.
Appreciate the thoughts, Roy. I really enjoy that Pike County historical information as well. Moving on just a bit, we've experienced the midterm election just a short time ago. Were there any observations you've made that pertain to the local markets?
Really, the midterm election results were no real surprise. Both constitutional amendments were voted down. Winners like Morgan McGarvey, taking the House seat for over from John Yarmuth, was expected. The Republicans increased their hold on the House legislative area, the legislature basically, to 80 of the 100 participants and picked up another Republican seat in the Senate, which increases their majority in the legislature.
Roy, to close out today's podcast, can you cover the Kentucky Fund's strategy and outlook?
Sure, Matt. The focus for the fund remains the same and consistent with our goals, high quality and intermediate maturity.
That is all for today's podcast. Thank you again for taking the time to discuss the municipal markets with us. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
The opinions shared are those of the portfolio managers and do not necessarily reflect those of the investment advisor of the fund. Before investing in a fund, carefully read about and consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information found in the fund prospectus. The prospectus is available from your financial advisor when you visit www.aquilafunds.com or call 800-437-1020. Mutual fund investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible. Investments in bonds may decline in value due to rising interest rates, a real or perceived decline in credit quality of the issuer, borrower, counterparty, or collateral, adverse tax or legislative changes, court decisions, market or economic conditions. Fund performance could be more volatile than that of the funds with greater geographic diversification. For more information on the entire Aquila Group of Funds, please visit www.aquilafunds.com. The fund seeks to provide a high level of income exempt from state and federal income tax, as is consistent with capital preservation. Past performance does not guarantee future results. For certain investors, some dividends may be subject to federal and state income taxes, including the alternative minimum tax, referred to as AMT. Please consult your tax professional. Independent rating services such as Standard & Poor's, Moody's, and Fitch assign ratings which generally range from AAA, AAA, highest, to D, lowest, to indicate the creditworthiness of underlying bonds in the portfolio. Where the independent rating services differ in the rating assigned to an issue or do not provide a rating for an issue, the highest available rating is used in calculating allocations by rating. Pre-refunded or escrowed bonds are issued to retire or regain an outstanding bond issue at a specific call date. Until the call date, the proceeds of the bond issuance are typically placed in a trust and invested in U.S. Treasury bonds or state and local government securities. Modified and effective duration both measure the value of a security in response to a change in interest rates. Effective duration also takes into account the effect of embedded options. The weighted average life, also referred to as weighted average maturity, is a reflection of the quickness with which the principal of an issue is expected to be paid. A credit spread is a difference in yield between two bonds of similar maturity but different credit quality. Taxable equivalent yield is the return that is required on a taxable investment to make it equal to the return on a tax-exempt investment. For certain investors, net investment income tax, known as NIIT, may apply. NIIT is a 3.8% tax established by the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act that applies to the lesser of the net investment income or a taxpayer's modified adjusted gross income above an applicable threshold amount. Yield refers to the earnings generated and realized on an investment over a specific period. Yield is expressed as a percentage based on the invested amount, current market value, or face value of the security, and includes the interest earned or dividends received from holding a particular security. The yield ratio represents the comparison of the expected yield of one bond to the expected yield of another. A yield ratio is important when deciding whether to invest in one bond or another. Generally, the higher yield is considered better.